do 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 do.
And you can tell that we're on Zoom.
Why? From our singing?
Or the fact that I said Zoomdom. The way that I use my walk. Scott, did you say Zoomdom?
I did say Zoomdom. I'm so
you
naughty.
You are a little rascal. Un mascalzone.
I'm one of the original little rascals.
Wow.
Yes, you're 1,000 years old. Are any of them still alive? They're all dead, right?
Oh, surely. I hope Alfalfa is dead.
You hope they're all dead?
Yep.
Do you know how he died? Alfalfa, Carl Schweitzer? Do you know how he
did? He eat his own hair?
I was going to say his hair speared into a wall and he couldn't get out.
Yeah. And he was a skeleton.
Oh, wow.
He's like the rhino from Spider-Man?
The rhino.
So what really happened?
He's much like the rhino from Spider-Man. He was stabbed to death.
That's not funny.
Over a gambling debt. It's kind of funny because it's Alfalfa.
What year was it?
He was 11. I think it was in like the 50s or something.
But that would be, he was 11.
No, because those movies were made
in the
30s.
Yeah, they were in the 30s, yeah.
They're from the 30s?
Yeah, going? They're from almost 100 years ago.
But I'm in my 30s.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, they're ancient.
I think I thought they were from the 50s.
Are we coming up on the 100th anniversary of the Little Rascals, the centennial?
Dying? Oh.
Now is the time to celebrate them.
How are we going to celebrate this? We here at Threedom want to celebrate the centennial of the Little Rascals.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a rewatch podcast.
Newcomers. Little Rascals.
No, it's a rewatch because we're all experts. We practically were a part of it. And we will talk about every single episode, every movie, and the new iterations and
I could not think of a more dreary thing to do.
I can.
Even when I was a kid, I didn't like them.
I liked them. They didn't.
I
liked
the new
ones
when they had Darla, and she was like,
Everyone had a crush on Darla, and she used her powers to manipulate them.
This is why representation matters, because Lauren likes Darla.
That's right.
There's something fucked up though about being a 5-year-old that everyone thinks is the best cutie little cutie pie. Like that must be confusing.
It was. It was really difficult for me.
Yeah,
I didn't mind it.
Welcome to Threedom.
I have a thing I wanted to bring to the table, but I'll
you're
find
bringing
it.
Something to the table, like
oh wait, is this new business?
It's new business. I'm gonna
is this
put it, I'm putting
topics?
In the minutes. Yeah.
Oh my god, the last time we had Lauren's topics, it was so momentous.
It was earth shaking.
What happened?
We announced that you are having a baby.
That's not the last topic.
Was that the
I've
last
had?
Lauren's topics?
That's the last Lauren's topics.
It's certainly
I'm
the one
sure.
you talk about the most.
Oh my God. I'm sure I have more topics than
you've
that.
Brought up topics since then, but we've never had Lauren's topics since then. So
true.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
But anyway,
thrilling.
Welcome
you
to Freedom.
You want to introduce yourself? Yeah.
My name is
welcome
Zoom
to
Scott.
Freedom, Lauren. My name is Zoom Paul, I guess.
My name is Zoom Lauren. I mean, that's just, look, we had to be on Zoom for personal technical difficulties, and you just have to accept it. So,
Lauren, if you could be Speed Racer for one day, where would you drive?
What?
Does he drive, like, really, really, really fast?
Yeah, Lauren.
Wait, are you, like, would you run errands?
I'd go to the good Target at the Empire Center.
What's a thing you can't do in your regular car that you could do if you had Speed Racer's car?
I would drive to New York in 1 minute.
Wow, that would be awesome.
Is his car that fast?
Probably not. How about the Flash?
Well, I mean, if he lived a minute away from New York, it would be.
Oh my gosh, on the Oscars, everyone's talking about it, but I want to talk about it some more. When they showed the Flash entering the Speed Force.
Do you know how weird that was, considering there was a Lifetime Achievement Award handed out? We didn't see that, but we watched clips from movies randomly smattered over the years. I was like, what am I looking at? There's like a Matrix clip.
They didn't really announce what they were. They just like throwed these clips up on the screen and they were countdowns.
They throwed them?
they throwed them up on the screen.
They throwed them.
They throwed him up on the screen.
Okay, I want to talk to you about this
okay, Lauren,
Twitter
this is
thread.
This is officially Lauren's topics.
This is. It's a Twitter thread.
Lauren's topics.
It's not.
Oh yeah.
I don't know that it's viral yet. It's
Let's
on its
make
way.
It so.
Picard.
It has a lot of likes, but it's not really killing it in the tweets and quotes. However, the number is rising.
Picard's catchphrase about making Twitter threads viral?
Yes.
Okay.
Smash that like and subscribe button.
A person I follow who is part of Generation X, which is your generation.
Retweet for agree, quote for no.
This generation!
Rules!
What generation?
Next okay. generation!
The Ducci on the left-hand side. Okay.
The Ducci.
That was on a soundtrack.
Starring James Franco.
Which soundtrack?
Possibly Austin Powers. Is that possible? I listened to it a lot.
It's possible.
Okay.
I think I have those soundtracks, and I don't believe it's on there.
Google it.
But you know what? I have to say, Lauren, I was very proud when you came in with the next line, because I thought it would just be me and Paul doing stuff we know. And
meanwhile, Paul didn't know what we were talking about.
I never do.
Wow.
Paul's guessing every single time he
I've been playing along.
Paul actually is guessing, but he guesses 97% of the things right.
Yeah.
Listen to me. This is
Lauren, I want to talk over you.
About Gen X. Okay, you are part of Gen X, am I right?
I
know I am.
Who's Jennifer X?
It's Jennifer Lopez's maiden name. This is a thread.
Maiden name. before she married George Lopez.
So Rebecca Metz, who's somebody that I follow, who I've done many shows with at UCB, she sounded off on this as a Generation X member.
In the comments?
Yeah, she said, I too assumed this dude was full of shit, and he knew I would think that. This is quite good, actually, okay? So this is what he thinks about Generation X. This is a guy named Michael Girdley at Girdley. Generation X is weird. These 42 to 57-year-olds are so strange, it presents golden opportunities. Here are 10 mind hacks to use with Gen X.
Oh.
Mind hacks?
Like hacking into our minds to control them?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Don't mind hack me, bro.
Before we start, I'll be generalizing. Not every Gen X will think this way. Especially those Gen Xers born closer in age to either boomers, born 1946 to 64, or millennials, born 1981 to 96. But these tricks will work with most. Let's go.
These tricks? What the fuck? Gen X hates what you do when you do this, but there's no law against
one
it.
Trick.
One, motivate Gen X with two phrases. Do it your way and don't sweat the rules. Many Gen X grew up in divorced single home parent homes, so they were forced to be self-reliant and unsupervised early on. They want independence to get it done their way. You don't relate to that one.
No, never heard those
phrases. Is he just talking about
before.
People right now?
Yeah. Okay, next one. Send your Gen X colleagues well-written emails. Gen X grew up with email, but before SMS or apps. Their teacher stressed correct writing too. Poor grammar drives Gen X nuts.
No. People older than me send the shortest, weirdest emails.
Also, we've gotten, like, I understand that one, but we've gotten so used to that kind of communication that it's like, it's not a thing.
My mom, she texts me, does like abbreviations that I don't even know what they are.
So does my mom. She just makes up abbreviations.
Yeah, your mom.
We're getting a late breaking interruption from Shevin.
What?
Shevin has let us know that Pass the Ducci was on the Wedding Singer soundtrack.
I did listen to that a lot.
Wedding Singer.
Let's,
and it was
Ducci. Kevin, throw in the chat the soundtrack playlist of the Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer. I was thinking of my best friend's wedding.
I was thinking the jazz singer.
Here's mind hack number three.
Pass the Ducci on the left hand side. I love mind hack.
Mind hack number three. Acknowledge Gen X's emails quickly. They will love you. Gen X wants to know who is responsible at all times. They grew up when institutions weren't to be trusted.
What?
Not like now.
Wait, are they grew all up of these email
when institutions weren't to be trusted?
We're not.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That unique time.
Mind hack number four.
I'm trying to figure this one out, though. Okay, so corporations are bullshit. MTV is bullshit. Oh, my God, I got an email right away.
You like
so,
that.
Yeah, I don't... how do I know who to trust? Someone who emails me back right away.
Yeah,
and
I don't,
know
I don't
a corporation.
Understand. By the way, I'm not Gen X.
Everyone likes being emailed back right away.
No, I like it when the email sits for a bit because if they write me back right away, then I have to write back right away.
Well, that's the thing. Yes. If I'm asking a question and I just need a definitive answer, I want to get it right away. But if it's an ongoing conversation, first of all, I will be so slow to either instigate or reply to the initial email. And then the shame builds up. And then
I have someone sitting in my inbox for like weeks, and I'm like, oh, Lord.
Let's flip off that, Paul. No matter what you're doing, email someone back right away.
Then they get shamed.
What? Yes, they get shamed. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we want to put the shame on them, not on you, Paul.
Put the shame on MAME. I have not opened an email without saying I'm sorry since, I think, 2002.
Wow. Love that.
It's the best.
Mind hack number 4. Focus with Gen X on mission and results, not seniority, effort, or hours worked. You'll often hear Gen X say, if someone gets the job done in half the time, that's fine.
What?
Well, I do say that a lot.
Remember when we were just saying the other day, Paul, I was like, hey, Paul, if someone gets the job done in half the time, that's fine.
Yeah, and I was like, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to say
that
to you.
Why would someone not want that?
I don't, because they want to argue about seniority.
Okay, 5.
See, now this to me raises questions about other generations that I guess I wasn't aware of, that there's some generation that's way into arguing about seniority.
Well, like boomers might want you to work all the hours to get the thing done.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are we giving boomers these Gen X mind hacks?
Oh, no, no, no. We can't give boomers these.
The mind hacks are going to the boomers and to the millennials.
No.
I don't want any boomers listening. Boomers, turn off this show.
If there's any boomers listening to this, and we've done a poll of our oldest audience members, you two better turn this off right now.
We've done a good job of pruning the boomers from this show.
Gotta prune the boom.
Okay, mind hack number 5. Allow Gen X a balanced life. Gen X grew up with workaholic boomer parents. Seeing that, Gen X thinks work is part of life, but not why they live.
So what? Okay.
Well, my generation doesn't want to work is the, stereotype.
Is what Kim Kardashian would say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And she works hard.
Mm-hmm. She works so hard.
What? How is that a mind hack? Like, allow them to have a balanced life. Who are you in this scenario?
Yeah.
This is a tip for me. So what I'm going to do with this is go, I shouldn't always talk to them about work. I should talk to them about some other
Are you talking
stuff.
About us?
Yeah.
I also think that these mind hacks should be for Gen Z only.
Okay, well, here.
Because they're more simpatico with us.
Mind hack number 6. Bond with Gen X as individuals, not as part of a tribe, millennials, or institution, boomers. Institutions from government to marriage showed they couldn't be trusted during Gen X's youth.
Even though you trust them.
Are you going to kill me?
You got to understand that they don't.
Fine, there's too many. Here, I'll skip to the, too long didn't read. Yeah. Number 7, be direct. Number 8, acknowledge they exist. Number 9, expect pessimism. And number 10, expect work-life separation.
You know what, Lauren? First of all, I think you have acknowledged that Scott and I exist, and that's much appreciated.
I try.
Although we might be figments of your imagination.
Yes, other people might not.
I don't know. I've been worried about that, but I think you're real.
Lauren, what if you found out that show we did the other night, you were the only person on stage?
I would honestly believe that. It was one of the most surreal experiences of my life. But it was, in retrospect, or, in watching it, I felt like it was really fun.
Yes.
Not that it wasn't fun in the moment.
In retrospect, it was fun.
No, I mean, I'm saying, in the moment, it was very odd. We should describe what we did. We performed at Dynasty Typewriter Theater with no audience, again. Mm-hmm. But we had the cameras roving around the theater, following us to different locations. We did look, all the scenes were just super weird because we were like in these weird, it was just different.
It was just different.
And I really liked it. It had a
groundbreakers.
It was Little Yellow and different. And what we do is we shake up the systems and we break the paradigms, which
it's very Gen X and it's very millennial.
Yeah. Well, it's a combo of the two generations.
Yeah.
The normal places are not to be trusted, so I'm glad you didn't perform there.
That's what I had to tell Lauren.
It's hard because I consider it work to do a show with you, but I also consider it life. But it's kind of perfect for me because I like a work-life balance.
And I want to thank you for allowing me to have both work and life.
Yeah. I really am glad I was able to do that for you.
Yeah, because that's what the show was. It was a job, but I was also alive.
Yeah, it was really interesting though with the camera guys, because when I watched it back, they were doing stuff that I didn't realize. Like, there was a part, I don't know if you saw this part, like when we're in the
Where they were flipping
seats.
Us off?
Yeah. where they were sitting behind us. So it was like our, it was up the back of our heads.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
that was
yes,
cool.
Yes. Yeah. I really liked it a lot. Yeah.
I liked it a lot too. I'm going to do it
again. It was French overs?
Yeah.
It was French overs.
Scott, do you want to be in it?
Yeah. Sure.
There were dirty
he
singles.
He does. He wants to be in it, Paul.
I knew he'd admit it.
Yeah. He'd admit it.
Okay. Oh, wait, that wasn't an invite? You're just wondering if I...
No, it was a poll. It was a poll.
You could be our special guest.
We used a Gen X mind hack on you, stupid.
Oh, damn it, you fucking boomer.
There was a comment when I was watching it back, because they show, like, on the live stream, you can, when you watch it later, you can see the comments that were floating in real time. And there was one that said, I understand why Scott says no.
I saw that. And I was like,
and I said,
shut
eat
up.
My shit.
Eat my asshole where the shit lives.
Eat my asshole dry.
Do you think eat my shorts, the famous quote of Bart Simpson?
Oh, was that that was like a censored
a
version of eat my shit?
Yes.
Whoa, I never thought about that.
I thought that was rude enough. I thought that was rude enough, eat my shorts.
What's
rude
don't
enough?
Have a cow supposed to be?
Oh.
What's what a Rue McCallahan?
Rue McCallahan. What's don't have a cow?
McCallahan.
Don't have a cow, man. What is that? I mean, that's like that's just great writing, you know?
I guess like, you know, it's like the typical expression is, hey, don't have a baby about it. And then
it
imagine
is.
If this person
if
is so
bigger.
Upset.
Yeah. Don't have a baby
this
about it?
Well, that's what we were
lied to them.
Yeah. That's what we were hoping with you, Lauren, is that you wouldn't have a whole baby about this situation.
Well, I couldn't help it.
Do you know what, Lauren? And I hope this isn't weird to say, but I was hoping you would give birth to like a lamb baby, like in the movie Lamb.
Look, yeah. There is a chance that could happen. There's, I think one of the weirdest parts about being pregnant is that you cannot fathom that there's an actual baby that's
well,
gonna
it's because it's, like, it's there should be like little windows on the stomach.
Yeah, and they
and
don't
I think
have
we'll,
those.
We'll
yeah.
evolve and we'll get there where yeah. like the stomach is clear so we can yeah. like look in there and go like, oh, that's what you look like before they
yeah,
come out.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have windows on the soul. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like eyes. Yeah, exactly.
Eyes that's are windows are. To the soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chicken
what if there
soup
were just
for the
like
teenage.
Some eyes in your belly button?
Chicken soup for the teenage. Exactly.
Did you read Chicken Soup for the Soul?
No, I did not.
I feel
I
like
someone, I had the teenage one.
Someone gave it to me for some weird reason. I can't remember why.
You were bumming them out?
Because it was the 90s.
Oh, right.
And they were an unimaginative person?
Yeah. Every day in the 90s, someone would give you Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like that book, like, there are certain books that just scream that time period. And another one is Don't Sweat the Small Stuff or something.
Yeah.
What is that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all small yeah. stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Spoiler. Mm-hmm. Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah. Eat, Pray, Love. Is that what it says on like the last page of Don't Sweat?
What to expect when you're expecting?
Don't sweat the small stuff and it's all small stuff.
The joy of sex.
The joy of sex. I'm curious about
the Bible.
Has anyone read The Joy of Sex? And if so, can you tell me all the spoilers?
Our bodies, ourselves.
Did you ever like look at one of those books when you were a kid? My friend had a puberty book that we looked at and it was like
a puberty
super...
book.
It was a puberty book.
You put the puberty book onto my bookshelf.
You put puberty into my book.
I just remember one of the key things. It was all drawings that looked really 70s.
Yes.
Love it. And one of the key pages that stands out in my memory was the one where it showed all these different women and their different colored pubes.
Oh, nice. What were the different? Let's list the colors. There's flaxen.
There's flaxen and amber and red and green and yellow and
blue. Why? Did they think, were they like trying to
just
like,
so they're not
like don't worry,
oh, so
it'll match.
Well, because if you were in the locker room or something, then you're like, she's got red pubes. And then you're like, you know. Confused.
You couldn't make the connection that she had red hair?
It's nice to
oh,
know in advance.
For, it's in case they dye their hair.
Well,
and then
it's
you know
really,
secrets
it's,
about them.
It's
really
a pube
hack.
I mean, you know what? I don't know. It's just the only page I remember.
Hmm. Yeah, I already told you about the book that my parents had.
Yeah,
of like your pube collection.
Yeah, it was a scrapbook.
Pressed into a book. Yeah.
No, the one that was all about sex and that
ew.
And that the hack that they gave to a woman who just got married and is about to have sex. And has to have oral sex for the first time is to imagine the penis as a little tiny version of the man.
That's the worst advice I've
it's
ever
like,
heard in my life.
We all know
that would make me laugh.
We all know it's going to be gross, and that, you, but, know, you know, sucking on a penis sucking, is
imagine
terrible.
You're sucking your husband's whole body.
Like, what? Imagine you're a giantess and you have his life in your hands. You could swallow him whole and shit him out.
That's so sick.
It's really weird. Just the idea that, now, of course, no one could ever enjoy this. It's impossible.
And you're going to have to do it, and you're going to hate it.
It's one of the unpleasantnesses of life. I remember, I've told you guys before about The Book of Lists, which was a favorite book of mine when I was a kid. That was a big 80s book.
What was it a list of? I can't remember.
It was a collection of lists. It was just like all this esoteric.
It wasn't just one long list?
No. It wasn't The Book of List. and it was, I tried actually, after we talked about it, this is like season one, I want to say, of our show. I found hardcover copies online. I was going to send them to you.
Whoa.
And then they just never came. And I had to chase the people down for a refund. They're like, oh yeah, sorry, we didn't have those books. I'm like, maybe you could have told me. It was like months and months.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have chased them.
And it was disappointing. It was disappointing.
Where did you find them?
The books?
No, the people that you chased down.
They were on my ceiling.
Okay, so you're insane.
I was about to fall asleep and I looked up and I said, I got you. Give me my money for those books.
I might have told you about this, but during the pandemic, which rages on, I...
I think it's over, personally.
It's completely over.
I ordered this. I saw this Instagram ad for this really big, squishy seal, like the animal. And it was like a
I've seen it.
Like a stuffed...
Yes.
Like a big stuffed seal. It looks like a big, squishy pillow. They show like a kid laying on it, and it's so big.
He looks so happy.
And everyone loves it, and everyone's squishing it and stuff. And I was
the whole family's gathered around.
This is what's going to make my
people are applauding.
Pandemic feel
Grandma
better.
Puts on her glasses.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I ordered it, and it took a long time. And then one day, I got a package in the mail, and it was a very tiny white plastic envelope, and I ripped it open, and it was the seal, and it was a piece of shit carnival toy that was like so small. It was nothing to do with the images that they put online.
But did they just find the tiniest human and put them on the seal for the picture?
I mean, it was a pure scam, and I was pretty upset, but it was also kind of hilarious.
Did you get money back from it, or were you just like,
No, it was like 20 bucks, and it was like, it came from very far away, and I was like, there's just no way I'm ever going to track down this situation. So I just ate it.
I wonder how many other people did this.
I'm sure so many people. It was so funny.
What if it was just you, and they were like, we got one!
We got
one!
They
burned the factory down.
They shrunk one on accident, so they sent it to me.
Thank you. Buyer beware. I'm glad I know not to order that seal.
But then I've seen them on different sites, and they're like, real.
Yeah.
So it was like somebody just used
ad. Maybe you didn't order the right one. You should order another one.
I should order it again and just see what happens. Oh my God. One thing that's really funny is like Stephanie Allen always messes up the size of things that she's ordering. So they're either huge or really small.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very funny because she'll like get an order in the mail and then it's like 10 times bigger than what she thought it was or like very small. Anyway, that's the rest
there,
of the story.
There are many, I love stories like that when you see people post them that they accidentally ordered doll furniture or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe this office chair is such a good deal. And then they get it and they will take a picture of it in the space, like in front of this desk. It's so good.
The best one was Emily Heller had ordered a welcome mat that was supposed to look like it was supposed to be AstroTurf. And when she got it, it was just printed a picture of AstroTurf onto
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Just garbage.
Oh, my God.
This is why we don't trust institutions, Lauren.
Yes, you're getting the whole thing.
This is a mind hack for me.
We had a Columbia Records and Tape Club. And
I did use that.
Oh, did you really? Is it still around? It can't be.
No, we ordered from that when we were kids, and I don't know I think it was a penny. I don't feel like anyone ever paid. Like, it was like, unless we, like, put my parents' credit card in,
No, you never had to put a credit card in.
Right, so how did that...
They would send you bills through the mail. Yeah. It was like they would
And then you just never paid them.
Yeah.
But I feel like they would go through collection agencies or somehow, you know, but, like, using your address
Weird. I should ask my parents if they remember, because I remember we got we got CDs, like, a few times for a penny.
Which ones? What were your favorites?
The one I recall is Jurassic Park soundtrack and Little Mermaid soundtrack. I only listen to the soundtrack.
So when you were a kid and you were listening to the Jurassic Park soundtrack and it was going da na 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 or whatever.
Basti da cheap on the left hand side.
This generation. Were you like, someday I'm going to be in a movie with those fucking dinosaurs.
Well, and that was, we did used to dance around the living room to that, not to put my brother on blast, but that's why I took him to the premiere, though, because it was very fun. It was like very surreal. We were like walking in. It was like so, the music was playing. It was so awesome. Very exciting.
Why is Janie calling me?
It was cool.
Janie's calling Paul. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Janie's calling.
Hello?
Paul. Put her on speaker.
I want a divorce.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm recording freedom right now.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I want it now.
I can't divorce you.
I'm
now.
Not kidding you. I'm so sorry, honey. Is there no parking on the street?
No sparking?
Nope.
On the street?
No sparking on the street, so I'm moving away.
Hold on one second. Fuck you. What was that?
You said fuck you to me?
Hey, Janie.
I love you.
Janie, who are you talking to?
I'm hopping on the motorcycle. I love you, Mantzoukas.
She was good. Ew. She was cracking up.
Love Janie.
I do too.
Love that woman.
Love her. Love her to bits.
Love her to little
to
bits.
To little tiny bits.
Okay. Hey.
Speaking of little tiny bits, we have to take some little tiny bits of commercials and listen to them now.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay, let's see what happens. Yeah.
Let's see what happens and just see. I mean, it's a grand experiment.
We might have a little tiny bits and we might have just a little bloopy bloop.
Okay. I don't trust institutions.
But trust these ones because they're smart enough to advertise on this show.
Nagada.
Bye. And we're back.
I know I am.
I'm also present.
And guys, I went to the dermatologist today.
Oh
no, skin graft?
Yeah, I was getting that face-off surgery.
Good.
Where they were going to take your face off?
Yeah, that's the very same, yes.
Whose face did you switch with?
What were they going
to put on? Yeah,
same question. With, who was that who sang I Dreamed a Dream on that one show?
I Dreamed a Dream of...
Anne Hathaway?
No, I wish. Oh my God, no. Susan Boyle.
Oh, Susan Boyle, and she was ugly, but she could sing.
That was her whole thing. I'm so ugly.
Positive we've talked about this, but how fucked up was that? That everyone's
it was
like,
so fucked up.
She walks out, everyone's like, yeah, right. Like she's gonna be able to sing.
How can
she
wait ugly to boo this old bag?
And then she's saying they're like, holy shit.
Holy fucking shit.
That was
and
so
they like
weird.
Purposely, I'm gonna kill myself. They purposely dressed her down and everything.
They
and
put her in like a brown sack.
Yeah. They smeared mud on her face.
They wheeled her out in a
big
garbage
disgrace.
Can.
They're like two big guys emptied out a garbage can. She came crashing out of it.
And just, like, all
she
these,
was like, I was sleeping.
And they're like, lettuce were falling on her head.
She came right from Nickelodeon where they slimed her.
Oh, slimed
and then,
her.
And
AKA
the audience
going,
her. Oh, it stinks in here.
And she went, sorry, that's me,
everyone's
love.
Doing this, waving their hand in front of their nose the entire
time. I hope you can't see me stink lines.
Okay, so I went to the dermatologist.
What'd they tell you?
So, first of all, very, very
did you get diagnosed as a butterface?
Yep, I'm Asia Butterface. No, it was almost the opposite,
five's
Paul,
bad news.
Because...
Oh!
The opposite. They said you were so handsome.
But your body sucks.
Body face.
You're a body face.
Hey, Dr.
But
body
no, you're
face.
A butter body.
No, so I'm wearing a mask, but I'm in my underwear. And then, you know.
Was it me undies as told by Kulop on her back?
As told by Kulop.
As revealed by Kulop. But so the doctor walks in with someone else who's just kind of like hanging.
Who's a girlfriend?
And he's like,
hey,
okay,
sorry, we're about to go out to dinner.
Can he's I like, just see your ass crack?
I eat your ass crack.
I said see it.
See,
not
she
it.
Said see. Oh, but can I eat your ass crack?
I'm so sorry.
Can I eat your ass crack dry as an appetizer?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So he's like, okay, you're here for Molchek. All right, great.
He's like, can I pour a drink down your ass crack like an ice luge?
Hey, you have any hollandaise sauce allergies, do you?
Splat.
Blorf. So he's like, okay, you're here for Molchek. Okay.
Molchek.
This looks good.
And then he punches you in the balls.
Mol! Say what?
Molchek.
So he like looks everything over. He's like, this looks good. I just want to set the listener at ease. Everything's fine. This looks good. This looks good. This looks good. He goes, okay, take off the mask. He's like, by the way, he's like, so what do you do for a living? I'm like, a writer. I always say writer because it's like easier than
you don't want to get into
explaining
it.
Podcasting or anything like that. And mm-hmm. it doesn't sound like fancy, so people are usually bored. Mm-hmm. So like he's like, oh, what do you do for a living? I'm like, oh, writer. So then he's like, okay, take off the mask. I take it off and he goes, so handsome.
No.
And I'm like, I started laughing. I go, oh, okay. And he goes, you should be in front of the camera.
Shut up.
Oh, wow.
Was this a dream you had?
I was laughing. It was like so over the top, like he was lying or something.
Was he wearing a mask?
Yeah, I think so. I should have taken off his.
Scott, that was me.
What? That was you all?
Yes, I wanted to boost your self-esteem.
He was wearing a Lone Ranger mask.
Yeah. Me too. I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, no.
But who was the other person and what did they contribute?
I don't know. And then at one point there were three people in there. And I'm just like standing.
What?
I'm
no.
Just standing like, in
look
my
at his
underwear.
Face. Look at his face.
But it was really like, I was like, hey, this mole, I don't know if it's gotten bigger. I just like, I wanted to come in. And he's like, no, it's fine. I was like, yeah. So it's not a concern. He's like, well, we'll just take it off. I was like, oh. What? Now?
You know what? I he's love like, yeah, we'll when just, they just we'll do just that.
He's like,
why
here
not?
You go.
Yeah.
And then they
here,
shot.
Here you go. And he rips it off with his bare hands.
They shot some stuff into it. And then he just like, so he's about to do it. I think he's trying to distract me from what he's about to do, which I see he has like a razor blade in his hand.
Did he numb it?
Jeez, like yeah, a box cutter.
Yeah, it looked like, yeah. And so he's like.
It makes me sick.
So he's like.
I love
hey,
it.
Hey, what no. do you think? What do you think of Will Smith? I'm like,
what do you think of Will Smith?
And he's like, what do you think of this slap?
I'm like,
I slapped your mole off.
And I go like, I don't care. And he goes, well, I think it's good because you know you shouldn't make fun of someone with a medical condition. I go, and that's why you should slap someone. He's like, yeah, it's good, right? I go, I don't care.
Yeah, it's good, right?
I think I don't care is the only response in a situation like that. You can't get into it because you could be there all day.
Yeah. He goes, no, I think it's good. I think he should have done that. I go, yeah, I don't really care.
And he brought it up because okay, he just wanted okay, to say you're that done. He thought it was good.
What if you'd said, what about first do no harm?
Oh, the golden rule.
So Will Smith defending someone with a medical condition, but he chooses to slap a man. What would Hippocrates say, doctor?
I did get a good one in on him because
he made
me wait an hour before seeing me in the waiting room. And when he heard I was a writer, he was like, oh, are you going to write a movie about this? And I go, oh, yeah, the first hour is going to be me sitting in the waiting room.
That's fucking awesome.
That is a solid burn. Solid.
And then he was like, well, let me validate your parking since I made you wait so long.
Hey, thanks.
Like they weren't going to. Why don't they just do that all the time? Why is it sometimes?
That's the thing about doctors. They make you wait so long. But the good news is we won't validate your parking.
Yeah.
When you go to any kind of medical place where they're like, yeah, we don't validate parking. It's like, how can you live with yourselves?
Yeah.
What
why
is
don't
the
you
situation?
Just commit suicide right now?
Yeah,
well,
in front of
you
me.
You know, it's just like...
Commit harakiri.
Having to pay to park in a parking structure is already kind of stupid. If it's
the
connected
indignity.
To a building that is just for one person.
This is the earth that we all own.
Yeah, let me park wherever I freaking please.
Yeah. But do you know they park like kind of all over the place in Iceland?
What
really?
Do you mean?
On the
that
ice?
You can kind of... Like, you can't block the street, but you can kind of just like... You know, like sort of put your car half on the sidewalk or whatever. You can
I love
park
it.
At weird angles.
You know what I
love?
Yeah,
it's funny when you see
weird
it.
Angles,
you
know? Weird angles, Yankovic?
Weird angles,
like,
Yankovic.
In like Finland or something. I think it's Finland. People just put their babies in the stroller outside the cafe or whatever. Like they just line them up and the baby's in the stroller and you just go inside and you do your thing. And then you come out and take the baby.
Let's
wait, and
there.
A bunch of babies are sitting out there by themselves?
And do they make friends with each other?
I don't know. And I don't know necessarily why you would really want to do that, but I thought it was interesting how safe it is.
I would love to come upon a line of babies in strollers out in front of a cafe.
Yeah. And you have
I
to
would
imagine
love that.
Every once in a while one gets swiped.
Oh, God damn.
Like,
I hope they have like a guard. Oh, taken.
No,
I thought you meant like a credit card.
Every cafe has one baby guard who's there. He's like the Buckingham Palace guard.
But that guard is also a baby.
Yeah.
In a different stroller. That one's red.
But he's in charge.
Yeah.
Lauren, are people like, I mean, maybe you're not out there in these streets all that much, but like, do people give you unwanted advice ever when you're like bossing you around or stuff like that?
Well, like, so I flew to Atlanta for work with Mike and Holly in November. And the second we got off the plane, an Atlantan woman spoke
Atlantean?
To us and was like, she was very Southern. She's like, you got to put socks on that baby. It's cold. It's cold out here. And then we are like, oh, okay. We're about to or whatever. And then that was kind of like one of those, like the first time I'd ever been talked to, like, you need to do this for the baby.
Right.
And then when we walked down to baggage claim, Mike was just standing next to me and Holly. And then a man came up and was like, you're a great father. I was like, what's he doing? Not that he's not, but it's like ignoring me completely. It's like, we need more guys like you. And then like Mike was like, what? Oh, thanks. And he came back and he's like, no, you're a great father. You're here. You got the baby. You got all the baggage.
This is a guy with daddy issues himself.
Yeah.
That's a classic thing though, right? It's like the dads that get
the
too
dads
much
talk
credit.
To the dads. Oh.
Yeah,
but
it was. It is a
to
classic thing.
I feel like I see it online a lot. Where
there's a lot
of
Instagram things like this.
Yeah.
Like dad gets praised for like doing one thing that like.
Yeah, he's a super dad because
like,
he played with his child.
Yeah,
exactly. Like,
what? But you know, it's great.
He doesn't deserve it.
It's great to get. Everyone's great. It's just it's perfect.
Like everyone's great. Everyone's great. People say what they want. It's fantastic. I love it.
I would find it. You get it when you have dogs enough, like other dog owners going like, oh, hey, you need to do this with your dog. You know,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not aware of that. What would they say? You need to get your dog out of my house? Stuff like that?
Who let these dogs out? it was mainly the Baja men who were really upset with us.
Those guys were huge.
But I remember one time we watched a television show. It was maybe like the Dog Whisperer or something like that, where like one of these hosts was like, hey, you know, instead of constantly bending over and using your hands to like correct your dog or whatever, you can just use your feet and tap the dog with your feet. And like if he's trying to go forward, just stick your foot out and block him and stuff like that. And so we were trying that one day and this couple like pulls over to the side of the road and shouts out their window and goes, you shouldn't kick your dog.
Oh my God.
And then squeals away. And all you can think of to say in a situation like that is, fuck you!
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But then you look like someone who kicks their dog.
Yeah, and screams fuck you at passing motorists.
What if you had screamed, he likes it!
He's
We're
a
actually
cock.
Following the training of Sir Caesar Milan.
Sir Caesar.
But you get that a lot when you're like, you know, dogs interact or whatever. You get like bossy dog owners going like, oh no, you haven't trained your dog properly.
Yeah.
Like, here's what you have to do.
No, but I definitely know that people get a lot of unsolicited advice.
It's worth it for a baby. No, it's worse for a baby is what I meant to say.
Yeah. I haven't really had that, but you know, the other day I did take her on a long walk in Pasadena.
Off a short pier?
Mm-hmm. And I walked for a long way around like just a very populated, you know, there's a lot of restaurants, people sitting outside, all sorts of things.
A man selling ice cream.
Yeah. And everyone was smiling and waving at her and they were so happy to see her that I was like, this is great. Like, I just like, I felt like everyone was like, oh my God. And then I would turn her around and they would be like, oh my God. Oh, and then this woman was like, she's picture perfect. Like, it was just like a nice little outing. It was very
My doctor is there saying, take your mask down.
Like, you're so handsome. Yeah.
I would have that reaction if I saw Holly. If I didn't know Holly and I saw her on the street.
Well, and she looks very cute around. In a little stroller, and she had exactly. a cute outfit on, a big bow on her head, and she exactly. was just crushing it.
Were you worried when you put the bow on her head that someone would think she was a present and say, oh my God, thank you so much? And then
yeah,
take her
a few
and...
people did try to open her.
Does Minnie Mouse still have a bow?
I don't know. She wears a jean jumpsuit now or something, I think, right? What did they change it to? They changed her outfit, and people were like up in arms.
Now she wears a lab coat.
Yeah, she wears what the green M&M used to wear.
Just boots.
Yep.
She's naked.
She's nude with white boots.
She's wearing a chocolate shell.
She looks exactly like Mickey, right? But they just wear different clothes. Is there any other difference?
She has eyelashes.
She has eyelashes, yeah.
No,
that's a crucial
corrected.
Difference.
And technically she has a vagina underneath everything.
You could
but
tell.
But we never see it.
But you could tell.
We never see Mickey's penis for that matter.
Yeah, you just know.
Yeah. I mean, they fit together pretty well. She's kind of a size queen.
They don't have kids.
Oh, speaking of size
I know.
Queen,
why don't they have... That'd be kind of cute if there were little mice. I'm sure...
Yeah, they should.
Well, there's like baby Mickey, baby Minnie. Like, those are
in the next
baby 100
years, let them have kids, please.
Please, please, please. Bring us an heir.
Years.
Bring us an heir.
Speaking of size queen, though, my sister-in-law.
Yeah, what?
Oh, cool, I'm getting divorced.
I'm fucking my sister-in-law.
No, my sister-in-law... I was getting her a mattress,
mm-hmm.
and I sent her like a website where she could pick the mattress, and she writes back and says, "Here's the link I want, size queen." And I was like, "Why are you calling me a size queen?" I literally was like reading it, going like, "What the fuck are you saying?" And Kulop CC'd on it. And I'm like, "What joke is this? I don't understand." And then I finally read it and was like, "Oh, she wants the size queen of the mattress."
I'm a size king.
Here's the link, size queen.
It was so bizarre. I did not get it for so long.
Did you tell her?
Yeah, I wrote back. Okay. I was like, I literally thought you were calling me a size queen.
You have to call each other that forever from now on.
Oh, wait a minute. Kevin sent us another link.
Uh-oh.
Oh, thanks, size queen.
The treat.
Oh, it's just the Threedom Games. Oh, Kevin. We thought this was like a link to some size queen thing. Some funny
the
memes.
Size queen forum. Oh, there must be size queen memes.
Do you remember like when you first got online and you were looking at porn and you were waiting for it to load?
Waiting for the load?
When you're waiting for like a picture of Heather Locklear to start appearing.
Heather Locklear.
We had posters that you could buy.
Yeah.
When I was young.
I mean, that's a pretty great situation just to have a poster of a hot babe on your wall and you're just like every single night you're like, there's my girlfriend.
I mean, if you were really serious, you put her on the ceiling, you know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Check it off.
So sick.
Lauren, would you try to look up naughty things when you were a kid?
No.
How old were you when you had the internet in your life?
I think I was like 10 when it first really started. And then like middle school was when we were really on AOL.
Yeah.
But I don't recall trying to look up things like that, but I do recall being in chat rooms where you would have conversations like that with people. And that was always very exciting. Having a sleepover party and then you basically go online and like just say crazy shit to strangers. It was very fun. But I mean, you know, presumably most of the people were like also kids doing that, but there's the gross reality that other people were not.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It is funny though to think of like little kids all doing that to each other.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so weird.
Let me smell your penis.
Let me smell your penis.
Yeah.
Well, you do ASL. Do you know ASL? Like A/
American
/S/
Sign Language.
No. Age, sex, location. So you'd be like,
oh.
You'd be like
23.
You'd be like 16F Florida. And then just like let the party roll.
Game. Yeah.
Let the party roll.
Did you ever meet anyone for real? Or was it just crazy shit?
No, but I did like I told my mom like one day I was like, I made a friend online and we're gonna be pen pals and we gave our address. My mom was like,
uh-oh.
No. nothing happened with that, thank God. But I definitely had friends who did equally like I had friends not like people who I'm friends with now who we've talked about this stuff and they've told me that they met up with people in real life, like dangerous kind of things that happened where like your parents
creepy.
Wouldn't know and like you'd go meet up with someone. It's like so scary.
No good.
Did you, Did you have internet friendships that carried on for a long time? Like people that you never met?
Yeah, there were
met?
A couple people. That's really funny. I don't think about it much, but there were a couple people that I didn't ever know who they were. But it's like someone that I met in a chat room or something, and then we'd talk all the time. And then it's just like, you feel like you get to know them pretty well. And then there were certain people from school where you wouldn't really talk in person, but you would talk online. Because it was like, you were more like chat buddies. And then in real life, like either you were too nervous or there was like weird chemistry or like whatever, but it's like, but you're really good online.
Like maybe they were a soche.
Yeah, soche.
Was it like a secret kind of relationship or was it?
No, it was more just like, this doesn't translate to here. Like, I don't know why. It's a school.
In
like,
the metaverse, we are great
yeah,
friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man.
But
it
was always fun with
there.
Those people when you'd be like, get online and be like chatting with someone and.
Yeah.
We just spend our whole lives online. After school, get online and instantly see who signs on. And then, you know, we got bullied online. All sorts of shit went down.
I mean, the three of us have a text chain, which is sort of like this. You bully me on it.
Yeah, and I feel more comfortable talking to you there than here.
Scott, you're the biggest bully on that text chain.
What?
And you know it.
So mean.
You're mean.
This is how mean I am. Hey, when should we record again?
I know. It's so shitty of you.
But you're not describing the little gift sticker that you attached, which was a middle finger.
Oh, that's true.
Should we take a break and come play a three-cher?
I think we, I don't know. I've really been weighing this decision.
Yeah.
I was talking to my pastor about this morning and saying I knew this moment was going to come up.
It was going
to
come.
And I was
yeah.
like, what should I do? And he told me to pray on it.
Yeah.
And what God told me, I think, was that we should take a break and then come back and play a three-cher.
Okay, so that actually, like, God spoke through you.
I mean, it's not like I didn't hear a voice or anything, but I
feel it.
That's the feeling that I have after praying on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I prayed all night.
I disagree, but I'm outvoted at this point, so.
Well, should have talked to your pastor.
I put up a poll on Twitter begging people to tell us whether we should ever take a break.
Please,
and...
I'm begging you. No one will respond to this poll.
No votes. So
no
I'm really
votes?
Torn, so I just have to go with what you guys. I have to go with what you guys say, so I'm just going to go with let's take a break.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, God.
All right, God. We'll take your break.
All right, God.
We'll be right back. And we're back. And it's time for a... three-cher.
Lauren,
and these. Oh no, we're not back.
I haven't like agreed to be back, and I'm actually texting your pastor to ask if it's okay.
Yeah, I'm not back. I never said that I would come back.
Who's
oh my
that?
God.
This is a different guy.
What are you
tall.
Looking at?
I'm a grown-up. I was wondering.
Are we taking calls?
How much on? Underwear do you have in your house?
One pair? What joke is that? You just go,
just like, I don't know what kids... Like, there's a certain age where kids don't have a grasp on...
How to
like,
do.
What constitutes, like, a crank call.
Yeah, just not meaning what you're saying constitutes.
And it's just, like, getting somebody to say a thing that you think is naughty.
Yeah.
All right, what's the game, Scott?
All right, well, this is...
Please,
you know,
us.
People submit these... Somewhere. I don't know where, but...
FreedomUSA@gmail.com.
Oh, okay, sure. Whatever you say, Paul. And this...
Hey, don't humor me.
Whatever you say,
Well, whatever
boomer.
You say, Paul. Go with a boomer.
Whatever you say, boomer.
Whatever you say, Gen Xer.
This is called... This, by the way, this is submitted by Ben.
Okay.
We don't have a last name.
And the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were searching for.
Yeah, wait, who sings that?
Michael Jackson. Our old
it's
buddy.
About Ben?
It's about a rat named Ben.
Excuse me?
It's from the movie Willard, which is all about...
Oh, okay.
All about Crispin Glover being...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Friends with
oh,
rats.
But no, but it's from the original Willard.
No,
yes,
Michael Jackson was singing in the future.
One time I was
oh,
near
I forgot about
Crispin.
That.
Have I told this story?
No, what?
I don't know.
Crispin,
tell it, and then we'll tell you.
Crispin?
Glover.
It all sounded wrong.
Crispin.
Crispus Attucks, the first person
vu,
killed in the Revolutionary
actually.
War.
You're having deja vu about Crispin
yeah,
Glover.
Yeah, because I was trying to say Crispin, and I was like Crispin. Glover, and it sounded wrong, and I just felt like that happened before, and maybe this has all happened before.
Oh, shit.
I witnessed him talk about a money issue on the phone. I was sitting in, like, a room waiting to do an interview with Mario Lopez.
Wait, he was interviewing you, or you were interviewing him?
He was interviewing me.
Oh, that's so
cool. Who would interview Mario Lopez?
How's interviewing going?
I would ask him about Saved by the Bell. But
how
I
do you like standing in,
like,
the Grove?
I was sitting in a room waiting to go do it, and then Crispin was, like, pacing outside the room talking about some money trouble. Not money trouble, but, like, a problem that was
going on. I feel like you've talked about this very recently.
I do.
That's why you have deja vu, I think, because I remember. I need you to take
money out of checking and put it in savings.
If Crispin Glover's name comes up, I'm mentioning that story. That's my only story about him. But he's so good in Back to the Future.
He's so good. And he's so good on Letterman. I'm strong. Great. I can kick.
Yeah.
On Letterman?
He was wearing a wig. Yeah. There was a famous Letterman clip where he was being weird on purpose. Yeah. And he kicked in the air, and it was very close to Dave's head. And then he was banned from the show for a while.
Love it.
He basically, Letterman just, like, stood up and walked away. And then when you came back, he wasn't there anymore.
and Crispin Glover took over the show.
And it was his show for about 7 years or something.
It was wild. They still called it Late Night with David Letterman.
But with Crispin Glover.
Yes.
Okay, this is called Money Please. Money Please. And we're going to have to get our phones out and text each other because...
Oh, fuck, I love these.
One of us is a parent who is short on cash and can only give one of their two children their allowance this month. The other two are going to try to convince the parent to give them the money by explaining what they plan to spend their allowance on. However, what they want to purchase will be decided by the other player. So the more absurd, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Players make their pitch to the parent, and whatever child the parent decides to give their money to wins.
Okay, what is that again?
Jaws.
I opened my phone and I fell into it.
So did I. Yeah. I literally am spiraling into the abyss. I don't know what you said.
I had unread texts, and guess what? Okay. I read them.
let me do it in layman's terms.
Thank you.
Please.
We're going to take turns being the parent. Say I'm the parent right now.
Okay.
You're the parent.
I can only afford to give one of you your allowance this
week.
That's
not good.
So, okay. I'm broke as
fuck. We're the children.
Yeah, you're the children. Great. You guys are going to petition me and say what you want to use the allowance for.
Great. Mm-hmm.
This is a lot like King Lear.
Okay. So I
have Shakespearean.
We assign each other the thing that we want?
Yes. So, like, you have to assign each other a stupid thing, but then you each have to passionately defend why you want this thing. Mm-hmm. And then I'll decide who I give the money to based on the merits of your argument.
I like
because this,
this
is
like
a meritocracy.
This is a meritocracy, yes.
I will not be basing this on your gender or your race. Mm-hmm. Now you guys are reading your texts.
No, I'm texting him.
No, I'm texting. I'm trying to think of a thing.
I know. Oh, man, Janie's texted a lot on her other thread.
She's really
upset. Is this what you fell into?
Did it.
Great.
Paul's done it. Paul's locked in. Meanwhile,
Lauren has texted me, and now she's texting someone else.
I've got it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Children.
Daddy.
Children.
Daddy, we love you,
daddy. We love you, daddy.
I love you the most, daddy.
Do you love me, children?
Daddy, I love you, daddy. I love you the most, daddy. I love you, daddy.
I need to know the lengths and boundaries of your love, children.
I need an allowance for me, daddy.
Daddy, I need the allowance. I love you to the north, south, east, and west, daddy. What?
Those are all the directions. I have bad news.
I love you to the who, what, where, why, and how.
The reporter's daddy. Questions.
Yes, daddy.
Daddy, wait, what is the problem?
Daddy, wait, what is the problem, daddy?
I got laid off of work, as you know.
Laid?
Would have been great if I had stopped there.
What happened, daddy?
Off at work.
No, daddy.
I got laid off at work, children.
No, at the factory.
At the factory. We make so many factories.
How many factories did you make before the layoff, daddy?
No one wants factories anymore. I made 300,000 factories.
But no one wants to work, daddy.
No one wants to work. Kim Kardashian's right.
People need to work harder and just work, bitch.
Daddy, what? You gotta work, bitch.
Daddy, so wait, what does this mean for us, Daddy?
Yes, what about our allowance, Daddy?
Now, I could split... I have only enough money for one allowance. I could split that in twain and give you each half an allowance.
Unacceptable,
but,
Daddy.
That's okay, because my thing is too expensive.
Okay,
my
so I'm going to give...
as well.
I'm going to give you, one of you, your allowance, but I need to know...
It's me, Daddy.
But I really got to know. Are you going to go me, my way?
Okay. Lenny Kravitz, Daddy?
Yes. What do you think, Daddy, of his blended family with Jason Momoa, first of all?
Beautiful, Daddy. Okay.
It's beautiful, Daddy.
I need something very big, Daddy.
Okay. What? the small one.
It is a very important thing for me.
What do you
mean?
Hard pretzel subscription? What? Okay, tell me what you need this for.
Every month I will receive a hard pretzel. And
how
it will
hard?
Be from a different region.
How hard?
Very hard, sourdough hard.
That hard?
But sometimes not sourdough because it's only 1 month.
So how many pretzels do you receive per month?
Every month I get one.
Just one pretzel? And how big?
Very, very small.
Like a rolled gold pretzel, almost?
Like a rolled gold pretzel, Daddy. Please,
and
Daddy,
how much is this?
So hard it breaks my teeth.
And why do you want broken teeth, allowance. Child?
Daddy, a year's subscription is my allowance for 1 month.
Well, that's a good value.
Yes.
1 year for 1 month?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. It's very tempting. And why? I've never seen you eat
wait,
a pretzel.
Daddy,
why,
Daddy,
do you,
wait, Daddy,
why do you want
Daddy,
to eat pretzels?
Wait,
shut
Daddy,
the
Daddy.
Fuck up! I'm
Daddy,
talking
she,
to her.
But is she saying that it's 1 year of her allowance for 1 month of pretzel?
No, the opposite, you wicked child.
I spend 1 month of the allowance and get a whole year because each pretzel is so small and they're being sent by little mice. It's a mouse company, Daddy.
No, Daddy, no,
wait,
Daddy.
So it's a mouse company, not a pretzel company?
They collect pretzels in their little mouse hole and they send them out monthly. Daddy,
is it a technology company? Is there an app?
Elon Musk is the star.
The star.
No,
show,
Daddy, no.
Show business terms for CEO.
Daddy, no.
He's above the line.
Daddy, give me the fucking money.
Okay, you.
The old one.
Daddy,
I need the allowance. I need the allowance
need?
So I can
what
buy a
need?
School bell.
A school bell?
Yes, Daddy, a school bell.
A school bell? What do you mean? Like the kind that says when you're late or when you're...
Yes, Daddy. Then I can control the classes. I can decide what happens, Daddy. I need it, Daddy. Please, Daddy.
Man was not meant to play God.
Daddy, I'm not a man. I'm a boy. There's nothing in the playbook that says a boy can't play God.
There are bud rules for children
please.
And God.
Please, Daddy.
What would you
no,
do
Daddy,
with this?
No, Daddy, no.
What would you do
this.
With this?
Daddy, I would make it so that the classes were all 1 minute long, Daddy. And the school day would be over by 8:30.
That's very tempting for you, perhaps, but I would have to babysit you the rest of the day.
No, Daddy, no, you wouldn't, because we would just hang out in the school until the regular time that school ends, but we could do whatever we want, Daddy.
And what do you want to do instead of learn?
I want to stand on the desk and do a poem, Daddy.
Which poem?
Please, Daddy, please, Daddy. Walt Whitman. Oh, Captain, my Captain, Daddy, please, Daddy, please. I sing the body electric, Daddy.
You would do those dirty limericks I've been hearing you recite.
Please, Daddy. There once was a man from Nantucket, Daddy. I wouldn't
but
do
Daddy,
it in school,
what
though.
Happens next, Daddy?
Daddy, I need the allowance, Daddy, for the power.
You need it for power,
and you need it to break your teeth?
And then I'm going to make teeth jewelry and sell it on Etsy.
Oh, this sounds like a good business plan.
And I'll make my allowance back.
With interest?
7.9%
financing?
No, not that good.
What about the VIG?
The VIG?
The juice.
Daddy, tell me who gets the money.
Daddy, once I have the
school bell. You're a very impatient child.
I'm very tired, Daddy.
Daddy, once I have the school bell, I can make the principal see how the teachers are not working all that long, and then he will try to buy the bell back from me,
Daddy,
and I'll make
and
a lot of money,
my
Daddy.
My pretzels will be so hard.
You think the principal will buy the bell from you, child?
Yes, the principal will buy the bell, and I will mark it up like nobody's business, Daddy.
What if the principal buys his own bell, child?
He can't do it, Daddy. There can only be one bell, Daddy.
There's only one bell in all of
yes.
the city?
Yes, Daddy. The school bell, Daddy.
Are you buying this bell from the school?
Yes, Daddy.
Why did they put it on sale?
Because they can't turn down the money from the allowance, Daddy. It's too much for them.
Daddy, tell us again how much our allowance is.
It's 35 cents.
A
minute?
Per second.
Okay.
Lasting for 1 second.
You. A year?
Yes, child.
Daddy, please, Daddy.
Daddy, give, give, give.
Daddy, give.
Daddy, give, give, give.
Daddy, give to me.
Who wins, Daddy?
Who, Daddy? Who do you love more?
This is not a who do you love more contest, child.
Daddy, if you don't this pick is a winner, who deserves... I will literally kill you.
But, Daddy, you are George Thorogood. Please, Daddy, who do you love?
This is very difficult because you don't seem to understand what's going on, and you're threatening
Which
me with violence.
What?
We're but children, Daddy.
I'm going to kill you with my knife.
Can I have some of the pretzels?
Stab.
Oh, go! I am slain.
You've done it.
Parentheses dies.
Oh, no, he died so fast. Oh, quick, no, open his pockets.
Oh, look how much money, and then the moth comes out. And no, he has no money.
He doesn't even have 35 cents to rub
Daddy,
together.
Daddy, he was a liar. He didn't
He's
have a job
at all.
He's
a lying scumbag.
He's a lying
Bury him.
Shit.
Put him in the tub. Let him
Set
bleed
him
out.
Set him on fire. And we did it.
Oh, insane. Fun insane. Stuff.
What a blast.
I think it's okay that there was no decision in the end.
I think so, too. I think it was great that your character passed, and
yes.
I think that was really
passed.
Interesting.
He passed away?
He passed.
Natural causes.
I loved you both equally. I couldn't decide.
Aww. It's so sweet.
Life imitates art.
Wow.
Art imitates life.
You guys, I have to tell you, I'm so tired that I have to go eat dinner. It's 9 o'clock and I'm starving.
Lauren, I don't blame
it's
you.
9 o'clock.
I'm
on
tired
a Tuesday.
Of hearing your whining.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I'm kidding around.
Until next week when we'll hear your whining some more.
That'll be great. This was a blast and a half, and I hope everyone goes and follows us on Instagram and Twitter at @freedomusa. And you can, you know what you can also do is go get our show that
Fuck
we did
yourself.
If you want to watch it at the Video Vault on Dynasty Typewriter.
That's right. Lauren and I did a show for an empty theater, roving cameras following us around. It was a lot of fun, and it's up there now, dynastytypewriter.com. Scott, of course, we love him, and when he's not there, we miss him.
Yeah. Yep. And if you want to hear ad-free versions of this show,
yeah,
go head over to Stitcher Premium or cbbworld.com.
And leave us a voicemail or something.
Oh yeah, leave us a voicemail. We're gonna right now record the voicemail outgoing message, so you'll hear it. Yeah,
so you'll hear it.
We'll post about it. Just follow.
You'll hear it. All right, we'll see you.
Bye, sweeties.
See you later. Bye, sweeties. What are you holding up?
The
we
book
can't
of
read
lists.
It. Oh, the book of lists. There it is.
It's blurring it.
It's blurring mind. It like it says fuck you.
It's blurring my foreground.
Oh my
there you
God.
Go.
It's blurring my foreground. There we go. The Book of Lists.
The Book of Lists. There
wow.
it is.
I love it.
35
love it.
Countries.
I'm gonna track down copies for you guys.
Okay.
I
by
need
hook or
it
by crook.
By tonight.
Yes. Oh my
by
God.
By dinner.
Shit.
All right. Bye.
Bye.